Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, hour two of the Lake Show starts right now. Ryan Perpich producing tonight. Christopher Tubbs under the weather. Chris Mayer may not be back tomorrow. We'll see. Hopefully he's going to feel a lot better this evening, so we'll see how things shake out. We are eagerly awaiting a call from Eric Ramsey from Minnesota United. United is having one heck of a great start to the year. They really are. And I know that last month we talked to the goalkeeper, Dane St. Clair, and he was awesome. But they have just really had a nice start. And so I'm looking forward to talking to the coach, getting him on. I think we're getting him right now. So we can kind of check in with him. And it'll actually be his first time joining the show. And we do have him locked and loaded. He is joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, Minnesota United head coach Eric Ramsey. Coach Ramsey, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
No problem at all. My pleasure.
Yeah, it's a great start to this season, Coach. Last year was your first year leading this team. What did you learn about yourself, your team from last year, that has made the start of this season a really, really good one?
Yeah, I would say the start of this season is certainly based on the end of last season, in the sense that once we came out of the League's Cup competition, which for those of you who don't know is an amalgamation of our league with the Mexican Premier League, and then that sees the MLS come back into its final stage before the playoffs, and post that League's Cup competition, we were really, really strong. And last year we went through a couple of different evolutions of ourselves based on the changes to the playing squad and some availability issues that we had over the summer months. But by the time we got through that period, we had a really good run over the course of about 15 games or so. So I feel like when we came into preseason this year, we had a really solid base to work on, and a lot of the messages that carried us into a really good position last year obviously carried through to this preseason, and we felt like we were able to just make some subtle changes to the way in which we played and accommodate a couple of players that perhaps weren't used as well as they could have been last year, and that's seen us off to a really good start so far.
Yeah, it's been a phenomenal start here to start the season off, Coach. Let me ask you about expectations. Coming into this season, just based on what you learned about your squad last year, what you said that you were feeling like you were going to be better going into this year, what were like some of the expectations that you have for your guys and your organization and your team this year? Because I think that, you know, when we ask that question across the board in sports, whether it's football, basketball, hockey, whatever, you know, we get the standard, you know, we expect to win. But we know that in sports, it's not so easy to win, and especially win championships.
Yeah, and I think the MLS is an ever-changing picture in terms of the amount of money that's getting spent across the league. And I think, of course, there's a salary cap in play that makes things to an extent equal, but also now you're seeing a big disparity in the amount of money that teams spend from top to bottom. And obviously we're not big spenders, but we are trying to find a way to be as competitive as possible. So I suppose it's my job as a coach to find advantages in playing style and the way in which we do things something slightly different to the opposition and making sure that we squeeze the most out of every player at every moment. And I think if we're able to do that, then I would say the expectation would be, it would be sensible to say that we would want to go beyond where we went last year, which was the Western Conference semi-finals. So this year we're getting a better finish than we had in the regular season, and then of course we want to be competitive into the deep stages of the playoffs. And I think so far the signs are that we can do that, but we've also got some tricky periods to come when it comes to the summer months and the amount of games that you play and the players that we lose to international tournaments. So we're just taking it one game at a time at the moment, and that's certainly that's stood us in good stead so far.
Talking to Minnesota United head coach Eric Ramsey here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And Coach Ramsey, you know, Dane St. Clair, your goalkeeper, he's one of my favorites on the club. I got to know him during the course of the pandemic, and I've went and, you know, watched you guys up in the press box and kind of, you know, sat as a fan at times, watching the squad and kind of supporting and rooting for him as well. Just watching him improve and mature the last several seasons has been awesome. Your thoughts on your goalkeeper?
Yeah, I'm really pleased with Dane because it looks like he's established himself as the Canadian number one choice in what is a really big year for them and a big period coming up when you consider the World Cup being played across Canada and the US. So his form and his ability to establish and hold down that place couldn't come at a better time in his career. He's hitting sort of peak age, I would say, for a goalkeeper over the course of the coming 3 or 4 years, and he's absolutely integral to what we do. He's a big personality. For those of you who watched our home playoff win against Real Salt Lake on penalties last year, everyone would have remembered Dane for that game and the game that went before that, and how he was in those really, really tense moments. The players can look to him for real character, real personality, and he's someone that sets a tone for the dressing room in that sense. And so far we've managed to keep 4 clean sheets out of the last 7 games, which is an indicator of what he's able to do, but also an indicator of what the guys in front of him are doing, and I know he gives them a lot of confidence. So yeah, someone who's super important to what we're doing.
You know, Coach, you know this better than I do, but in sports, in all the years that I've covered it, which is roughly about 30 years now, there's going to be some adversity, right? Like I don't care how good a team is or how poor a team is, you're going to have some adversity. You're going to have to overcome some obstacles. Clearly, Hassani Dotson, he goes down with the torn meniscus. I guess, what's the adjustment been like without Dotson, and who do you feel like maybe has stepped up?
Yeah, that was a really, really tough one for everyone, and more so than for Hassani, because he'd started the season really well. And for those of you who followed the team closely, he scored an incredible goal in Kansas, arguably a contender, I'm sure, for goal of the season this year. And he'd really hit his stride, and unfortunately, it's one of those things that happens in elite sport, and now we've got to try and find a way of adapting to that. And we've got reasonable depth in the squad. We've still got a couple of weeks left of the transfer window where we can operate past and find a way of adding a little bit more depth and some cover, but I'm not worried in the sense that what's the stance that we've taken since I've been here is next man up, and we've ridden some really difficult periods on account of losing players to international duty, where we've experienced that adversity, and we've largely taken a really positive stance whereby we focus on the players that we've got in the building and trying to help them get better, and as a consequence the team will get better. So as much as we're all devastated for him and for us, we are trying to take a certainly a positive outlook and see where that takes us.
You know, I've been in that small media room, and you've held court and done the press conference stuff there right next to the BMW club and everything. And you're a straight shooter. You know, you don't sugarcoat things. You tell it like it is. And so I guess my question would be, when you look at your team, as well as you guys have played to this specific point, what area of your team do you feel like is maybe a little bit lacking or something that you really want them to improve on?
No, we want versatile players that can, number one, be molded by us as a coaching staff. And I think we've had a lot of success over the course of the last year with pushing players to things they're uncomfortable with, playing positions that they're not comfortable with. And we've had some really good outcomes with probably 3 or 4 of the guys. So the biggest thing I'm concerned about with most of the players that we bring in really is that we have guys that are versatile, that they have a baseline level of athleticism, coachability, competitiveness. And I think if you look at our group, we've got a real edge in comparison to most of the MLS teams. I'm sure we're a team that 99% of the teams across both divisions would look at and think that we're really awkward to play against for a lot of those characteristics that I've described in the players. I think they're reflected in the way in which the team plays. The team is adaptable, it's versatile, it's athletic, it's aggressive. We're difficult to play against in every moment of the game, and we try and squeeze the most out of what we've got. And I want any player that comes in to help us feed that. So for me, that's the most important thing.
You know, I'm still a novice, Coach. I'll be the first to admit that on air. I've been following MLS soccer for about 12 years. And it's kind of, you know, it's odd because, you know, as a Minnesotan, I moved to Kansas City. I was in another market, and I got introduced to Sporting. And when I moved there, mm-hmm. I'm actually one of the executives with Minnesota United, Brian Pfeiffer. He was in town in Kansas City and invited me over for the All-Star game. And that's when I really kind of just got into it. And this, because to me, MLS soccer is not just, you know, it's not just a match or a game. It's an actual experience. You get the chance, you get all the stuff. How do you feel like MLS soccer is right now? And where do you feel like it's going over the course of maybe the next 3 or 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, I think it's in a really good place. I'm not just saying that because I operate in it. Obviously, I came from the Premier League, which is seen as the best league in the world, and it's difficult, I think, sometimes for the sort of American-centric sports follower. Obviously, you've got so much on the doorstep here. It's needless to look elsewhere, but obviously everywhere else almost, this is the biggest sport in the world and the leagues are of a really high level. And I came here hoping for a really high level sporting competition, and everything that goes with being involved in sport in America: interest, media, infrastructure, stadiums, fan experience, and I've not been disappointed in any way. And I think where we are in Minnesota, we've got one of the best environments for the game that I've come across the country, and I think that is reflective of where the game is moving. I think last year it jumped significantly in what are sort of really credible worldwide rankings that give you a really reliable picture of where each league sits, and for the first time the MLS is into the top 10, and you're seeing with destinations of the players that leave the league that was probably once seen as a bit of a retirement league for top European players. The players now that are leaving the league are going to the very top level, and you're seeing really high levels of talent here. And I think probably the most interesting thing for me, maybe relative to the rest of the sports here, is that it's an incredibly multinational, multicultural sport, multinational league, that more so than any other in the world. So if you look at our squad, we've got 17, 18 different nationalities. It's a really interesting group of players to work with, and as a consequence, it's really interesting for people to follow. So I think with the World Cup coming, with the FIFA Club World Cup being held in America in the coming year, all the momentum is with the league at the moment and with the sport in this country. So I'd be amazed if it didn't only go one way. And obviously there's a real appetite now for much more spending amongst the teams in the MLS, and that's been reflected in the types of players that are coming here and the level of the game.
Final question for Minnesota United head coach Eric Ramsey here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, you've been in Minnesota the last couple of years, but you're still new to the state. When you step outside of the soccer bubble and you have a little bit of downtime, what has been like your favorite thing to do here in the state?
Well, I've really got into the whole sporting scene. I've come here with my wife and two very young children, two children under three, so I can't say I've got the most flexibility and the most amount of free time to get out and about. But I've ticked off all the major sports. I've got a real spike in interest in the basketball, and obviously the Timberwolves form since I've been here has been really good. I got a bit of a connection with the head coach who started his career in England, and we've exchanged a few messages and spoke a couple of times. So
Chris Finch, that's the man. I like Finchy. He's a good dude.
Yeah, well, he started his career in Sheffield in England, bizarrely, which wasn't a million miles away from where I was working in Manchester. So we ended up with a connection there. So I followed that closely, been to the rest of the big sports here. And then aside from that, we really enjoy the area. My wife and kids are super happy here, and we've been really well welcomed. And I think it's a good place to bring kids up, and particularly at this stage of their life. So I couldn't speak highly enough of the place, and the people have been phenomenal with us.
Hey, Coach, pleasure to have you on the show. We appreciate you being on the show, and we're happy that you're here as well. And I look forward to your continued success with Minnesota United.
No, pleasure to speak to you, and I'm sure we'll catch up soon.
Absolutely. That's Minnesota United head coach Eric Ramsey joining us here on The Lake Show. All right, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to Bite of the Night. That's next. All right, so this bite of the night is, this is just a bad look for a tennis player. A tennis player, Harriet Dart, recently did something and said something that she shouldn't have done. She asked the umpire during a match to tell her opponent to wear deodorant after claiming, quote, she smells really bad. So Harriet Dart says this about her opponent during the midst of, because she ended up losing the match. Was it 6-0, 6-3? I think that it's really, really bad for her to do this, to say this. And I'm not, look, you and I weren't there, Ryan, to smell whatever she smelled. But this is just not good conduct for an athlete, for anybody. You just don't do that. Like, the umpire is going to tell the other player put deodorant on? Like, what are we doing here? Well, this is what it sounded like.
Can you tell her to wear deodorant?
She's smelling pretty bad. Wait, what? Ryan Perpich, you smell pretty bad. I expect you to go right now to Nordstrom and go buy a bottle of Creed Aventus so you can smell like $1 million.
I smell like at least $1,000 right now. I mean, you come over here and smell. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. But, I mean, you know, it raises a good question. Is that socially acceptable in any situation,
let alone... It's not acceptable. Wait. In any situation?
Any situation, let alone, you know, in a sporting situation. You're playing your opponent.
I think it's different. So, text line can weigh in. I think it's different in a sporting situation versus, like, you're in a very close quarters, like a conference room meeting. If you come in there, like, let's say that you come in there and you reek of, like, alcohol. Like, that's unacceptable, right? Now body odor in alcohol, I get it. It's different. So maybe I shouldn't bring alcohol into it. Okay, let's keep it to a body odor. Different people have different body odors, man.
And some people like the smell.
Now, do I think that there are no situations to bring up body odor? I'm not going to go there. Like, there are certain situations where you should bring it up, right? But, like, I guess I have to ask myself, what situations should we find it acceptable to bring that up?
I think only with a very close friend. Not even very close. Like, you know, your buddies. Like, say, like, dude, you reek. Like, what the heck? Like, well, never. I don't think ever a stranger.
I'll say this. Because I used to work in schools. There would be times where kids, because you are concerned about children, okay? And you are concerned about children. Sometimes you can look at a child. You can tell based on their clothing if it's not clean, like, you care about the hygiene of your young students. And I have, you know, seen teachers that have asked, you know, and the kids smell and all that stuff, whatever, you know, hey, have you been able to take a shower, bath, whatever? And the kid will be like, no, I haven't been able to do it. I wasn't able to be at my mom's, or I wasn't able, you know what I'm saying? There were circumstances as to why they weren't clean. And it just, man, it was interesting.
Yeah, certainly when it becomes a distraction, I think that could be where it could be considered. And then, yes, you have to factor in all, like, okay, is everything all right at home? All those factors. And are you okay? Like, you know, can we really expect that of you? Can we expect everyone to be smelling like roses all the time?
No.
I think the answer is no.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly in an athletic situation, I mean, we don't know that. You probably know the ins and outs of the locker room better than I do. Like, is there trash talk, you know, with fellow teammates saying, like, oh, man, like, you really stunk it up, like, literally stunk it up?
Oh, I've never heard anybody like
out
that.
Out there, in there, like, you're stinky, like, you're stinky, dude. Like, you don't see hear
I've
teammates
say
that?
I've never seen it all the years that I've been in locker rooms. I haven't. That's kind of interesting. Maybe during the Lakers Wolf series, if I end up in the locker room, I'll be like, "Hey, who's the stinkiest person on the Wolves?"
Well, we all.
Maybe I should just text Coach Finch right now. Just no, I'm just joking. I am just joking. All right, 651-461-9226. Sounds like everybody loved Eric Ramsey. That's pretty awesome. But coming up next, we'll talk to one of our favorites on the show. She joins us every other week, at times weekly, Fox 9 news anchor Kelsey Carlson. She joins us next year on The Lake Show. And that would be the return of Fox 9 news anchor Kelsey Carlson. She joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Call of Banker Hotline. Kelsey, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I want your reaction to something that we were talking about last segment. So Ryan Perbich is okay. In producing tonight. Me and him hanging out here. Chris is under the weather. But we were talking about this story about this tennis player. I'm not sure if you saw it or not. Her name is Harriet Dart. She was involved in a match on the WTA, Tennis Association. And she went over to the umpire, and she said to the umpire that she wanted the umpire to tell her opponent to put on some deodorant because she, quote, smells really bad. Now, that's just not an appropriate thing to do. It's not classy. You don't do that. They are in, like, they're playing sports. Like, not everybody's going to smell great when they're playing a professional sport, a collegiate sport, high school sport, whatever. Playing sports, you know, when you run a marathon, you're not going to probably smell the freshest. My point is, though, is there ever a moment, or what is the situation where you should say to somebody, "Hey, this is maybe an issue here because you're not smelling the greatest. Your hygiene needs to be addressed."
Oh, I don't know.
See?
Don't know.
See, that's a tough one.
I want to have that conversation, right?
None of us want to have that conversation, but I think that there's a difference between a sporting event, right, and let's say that there is a closed-door meeting. Let's say that there's like seven or eight people in a conference room, and somebody is just – they're not with the program for whatever reason that day. I it could be appropriate that somebody pull that person aside in private and be like, "Hey, this is we can't do this."
Yeah, definitely. I'm just reading the story about what happened here with the deodorant. And so number one, I'm just wondering, she wasn't really that close to her, right? So how did she smell her? Right? They're moving around. They're not standing next to each other. And do you think she might have done it as like a psychological thing?
I don't know. Now the player that Harriet Dart who did make the comment, she did lose the match, and she lost it in a big way. She 6-0 in the first set, 6-3, and so she got dominated. Maybe it was a psychological thing. You might be onto something there.
Yeah, because I think that's just weird that she did that. And I don't know, just in the moment, maybe just trying to rattle her a little bit and maybe give herself some time to even collect her own thoughts.
Yeah.
As she was getting pummeled. I don't know. That's an interesting story, though.
Yeah, I just, oh, man, it's just unbelievable. All right, so before we move on to your top stories, this has been a fun week just from a sports perspective. Twins have won back-to-back games now. Monday, Paige Bueckers was the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft. The Wolves are in the postseason. The Wild are in the postseason. Are you feeling the good vibes the same way that I'm feeling them?
It's been a really, really good week. You're right. We had the Twins on our air last night, so we feel like we might be the good luck charm.
Well, I was sitting next to Jim Rich in the press box.
We're doing these Twins Tuesdays. And we're offering these games, you know, on free broadcast television, no subscriptions. And we're like, okay, they've been undefeated since we aired the first game. And they won last night and today. But, yeah, that's been great. Good to see the Twins having a couple of good days. And, the Wild, that's really exciting. It was great to watch the highlights with Marc-Andre Fleury also. Getting some love. And Paige Bueckers, what a story. that was so exciting watching the draft on Monday. It feels like yesterday we were watching her as a high school senior, and bam, her college career is over now, and she's in the WNBA.
Yeah, just an awesome. I just love everything about Paige Becker. She's, you know, just a great role model. She has overcome adversity. She has done just a phenomenal job. I just love everything about her. By the way, let me go ahead and put this, jot this down on my notes. That Kelsey Carlson is taking credit for Twins victories now on Tuesdays. So let me just jot that down in the notes. We'll take it. Every Tuesday. So wait, is it every Tuesday that the Twins have a game that you guys will carry it?
I have to look at the full calendar, okay. But it's almost every Tuesday.
Okay.
We have 10 days leading into September, and then there are also 5 games on Saturdays that you'll see on Fox 9.
Yeah. Well, you know, from the sports landscape, it's about to get really, like, fun, because remember last year we had that phenomenal run with the Wolves all the way into the Western Conference Finals. But it's going to be, you know, it's going to be fun, I think, this time around, maybe not necessarily because they go on some massive run, but because we're facing the Lakers in the first round, Kelsey. Like, you're facing LeBron James and you're facing Luka in L.A. means Hollywood and it means big-time ratings.
Yeah. And the Wolves, you know, they're so fun to watch, and they're unpredictable in a lot of ways, too. You know, we don't, you know, they come out and just surprise everybody. So, yeah, it's good. This is a time where we actually need probably a couple of extra people working in sports to handle all the different teams and everything that's going on right now.
I mean, you got my number.
Yeah, I know. Radio, just report to do it. grab a car, head to a press conference.
I know,
for
right?
Us. We would.
I hear
we
you.
We would love that.
We're talking to Fox 9 News anchor Kelsey Carlson here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, Kelsey, tell us what are some of the top stories and headlines that you guys will be diving into tonight on Fox 9.
Okay, we're talking about the Twins tonight. Number one, I don't know if you've gotten an update yet, but an umpire was hit by
hit
the seventh inning. So Jim Rich has word that he's doing okay, but we don't have a lot of information about just how badly injured he might be. So okay. We're looking at that. And also, you know, Nafisa Collier from the Lynx, named one of Time Magazine's most influential people, the top 100. And that is because of her work to start this unrivaled 3-on-3 professional basketball tournament and program. So that's an exciting honor for her.
Oh, I got to tell you something real quick. I got to cut you off there. I got to tell you something real quick. So my dad was at Costco last week, and he was blown away that he saw Nafisa Collier at the St. Louis Park Costco. And I'm like, well, why are you blown away? Because she was there with her daughter, right? And I was like she's got to go out and she's got to do, you know, stuff in her life too. Like, why are you shocked that you saw her at Costco? And he just kind of thought it was one of those deals where, like, you know, professional athlete, there's probably, you know, handlers or somebody doing this. I was like, no, Nafisa Collier seems like the person that you're going to go and see out and about. Same way, like Lindsay Whalen. I see Rebecca Brunson. Me and her are really good friends. I've come across her at Costco multiple times. So, like, that's just how, you know, there's levels to the stardom. And I think that WNBA players are, when you talk about people that are just down to earth, WNBA players, and I also feel that NASCAR drivers are way down to earth.
Oh, I've only met a couple of NASCAR drivers. I worked in Darlington, South Carolina as part of my first job out of college. I was in the South Carolina market, so it got to cover the races there in Darlington, and so we would get down in the pits, actually. But it's been a long time, but you're right, very friendly. And speaking of friendly, anytime we've had anybody from the Lynx here for an interview and we get a chance to talk with them for a couple minutes, if they're talking with our sports folks, you're right, always just so kind, we'll sit and talk for as long as you need them. Rachel Banham was here not too long ago, and so I went up and I was talking with her and Mitchell, and just halfway through the conversation, I just stopped and I said, you are exactly what I expected you to be. You're just so kind and so sweet. And it's like, you're just exactly what I see on TV. It's just so nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Of course, they're going to be at Costco getting groceries, you know, with their kids.
I just think that we live in a time, Kelsey, where with celebrity, we think that a lot of people are unapproachable, and that's just not necessarily always the case.
Right. Yeah. And here in Minnesota, I think athletes are very normal.
Yeah.
And it was like that when I lived in North Carolina, too, the Carolina Hurricanes. Those guys were always out and about at the restaurants and, you know, in the community. Their kids went to public schools and, you know, they hosted a 5K at the beginning of the season. And it started with a day with the Stanley Cup, and then they just kept doing it. And the whole community was invited to this pancake breakfast. A lot of the players and their families would run in this race. You'd be running side by side, you know, with
yeah.
professional hockey player. And so I also think, yeah, they're really friendly. And I know that's like that across the board, like the Vikings do so much outreach, the Wolves do as well. And I think this is an especially friendly city when it comes to professional sports.
Yeah.
So
So I cut you off with the Nafisa Collier, you know, situation you were telling me about her and being honored and talked about as one of the top, top 50? Was it top 50?
Top 100 most influential people. So
top 100.
Make sure your dad knows that the next time he sees her at Costco, he can walk up and say congratulations and, and ask her what she's got in her shopping cart and all that good stuff. I think that's awesome. Hopefully they become friends and at the checkout and he sees her there every time. And then we just, you know, we have some good national stories, too, that we're working on local angles for. We're talking about tariffs, of course, and the impact right now on, you know, potential interest rates and when some decisions might be made. So that's a national story that continues to be a national story every day as businesses and industry and the public continue to follow what the potential impacts would be down the road. And what am I forgetting?
Do we got a Maury story?
You know what? I'm not sure. I was involved in a meeting earlier today,
okay.
So I did not get the rundown for Maury's story, but I know he has one tonight.
Okay.
And I need to look it up, but they're always great features.
Yeah, they are.
So 9:45 tonight, tune in because Maury's always going to have a great story to share.
Yeah.
And let me just check real quick. I know the other story that I wanted to mention is St. Francis Schools. We've been following this story for a while. There was a banned books policy on the books, but then a group of teachers, parents, students filed a lawsuit. The banned books policy is on hold right now. So just following what's happening in that school district and with that lawsuit. And that's a good in a nutshell, but of course we have weather and sports and just, you know, you never know what Ian's going to do. So,
yeah.
He's always the wild card. And I know he is talking about rain tomorrow. So something to think about as you're planning your day.
I got you. Well, Kelsey, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Henry.
All right, take care. That's Fox 9 News anchor Kelsey Carlson joining us here on The Lake Show. All right, so we'll take a break. Then we've got our own headlines. That's next year on the show. And we'll dive right into headlines on the ones and twos tonight. We got Ryan Perpich. Let's get into it, Ryan.
Now, I didn't write these. These were sent to me by a tub. So,
yes.
You know, if I sound silly reading them, you blame him. Or if I stutter, mispronounce something, that's his fault. That's his fault. All right. This is the local section headlines. A Rochester area man has been charged with criminal vehicular homicide in connection with the fatal 2021 distracted driving crash. Investigators say 22-year-old Eric Whitleaf of Orinoco had been using Snapchat on August 5th, 2021, when his truck crossed the center line of Highway 14 in Winona County and hit an oncoming sedan. The passion of the sedan was 58-year-old Christ Brown of Stockton, Minnesota, who was airlifted to a hospital in La Crosse, Wisconsin, where he died the next day. And the driver of the sedan was also seriously injured and told officers that she had attempted to swerve out of the way, but was unable to avoid being hit head-on by the truck. Whitleaf was unconscious when troopers arrived and was airlifted to a hospital in Rochester. A search of his phone revealed that he had been active on social media while driving, including sending and receiving multiple Snapchat messages within minutes of the crash being reported. Whitleaf will make his first court appearance on May 14th. The charge of criminal vehicular homicide carries a maximum sentence of 10 years.
I mean, the reality is that more people are distracted driving nowadays. I see it all the time. You're driving and you're seeing people kind of swerving in and out of the lane. And I'm not a person that, and I do this, I tell people this all the time. When you are passing people, get past them and then get over. I'm not a person that's going to drive up on the side of you and I'm just going to sit there just thinking I'm about to start some small talk with you and just stare at you through the, no. Because people get to swerving and stuff like that. And on my way coming back from Kansas City for the series last week, there was a truck driver that was all over the road. I was like, what's going on here? Anyway.
It's
happening more and more, yeah.
I just get away. I trust nobody and get far away from them. National headlines. Earlier today, the Trump administration sued Maine, the state of Maine, for not complying with the government's push to ban transgender athletes in girls' women's sports. The lawsuit follows weeks of feuding between the Republican administration and the Democratic governor, Janet Mills, that has led to threats to cut off crucial federal funding. Today, Attorney General Pam Bondi and several athletes joined her on stage at the Justice Department and cited the matter as a priority for Trump. Bondi said that other states, including Minnesota and California, could be sued as well. Trump campaigned against the participation of transgender athletes in sports in his 2024 race, and as president, he has signed executive orders to do that. Those orders are being challenged in court.
You know, the thing that, and maybe I'll ask this at some point with Stephen Stilton tonight, is, you know, we talk about things that happen with regards to, like, racism and sexism and other, like, there's something that has to be done about doing things towards people because they are not a part of your political party or they oppose what you say. I don't understand how we're just, because some of the things that he's doing in certain states and restricting money and stuff like that, it's just based on it being a Democratic state or whatever. I just don't get it. How that's okay. Anyway.
And we'll end on a fun one here. This will be quick. After more than 30 years, Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes are still Jay and Silent Bob. They've played the foul-mouthed stoner and his mostly silent friend in 8 movies. And they're going to bring their decades of film nerd dorm to use. They're going to be on tour. They're going on tour. They're going to be at the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul on June 19th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. if you want to see Jay and Silent Bob, Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes in character.
Do you think you'll get tickets?
I will not. I will not. I enjoy them. They're funny, but it's just, I got other stuff to do.
I got you. All right, that's going to wrap up headlines. Great job from Ryan Perpich. An assist from Christopher Tubbs, but he's not here. So what does Ryan do? He pinch hits for him. He closes for him. Coming up next, final hour of the show, in studio, regular guest Stephen Stilton, Colson O'Connor, sports and entertainment lawyer. He joins us next.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.